more than one wife. Immediately, I mean, Freud would have a field day with all these questions, because, you know, that was Napoleon's problem all of his life, is that he always had more than one wife going at a time. The next one was always in the wings or wherever she was. And so the question allegedly was posed because of the custom of the Sephardic Jews who still practice polygamy. And Napoleon had discovered that custom in his trips in the Mediterranean area, and also because beginning in the early late 1700s and the early 1800s, Sephardic Jews began to immigrate to France, especially as the French influence in the Mediterranean basin increased and the French language became a more popular language, so Jews picked it up. Sephardic Jews began to come to France, and when they came to France, they came with more than one wife many times. So the question was, are Jews allowed to have more than one wife? Two, is divorce allowed by the Jewish religion? If it is allowed, is it allowed even in contradiction to the codes of law of France? In other words, in France, under the Catholic Church, there was no divorce. There were countries in Europe until literally our time. I think in Italy, till 5 years ago, there was no divorce, no civil divorce. No divorce, period. So in the Catholic countries, divorce was not acceptable. So the question was, were Jews allowed to have divorces? And if they were allowed, what if the government said no? Or what if the government laid down certain grounds or rules for divorce? Would the Jews grant the divorce on the basis of their religious law, ignoring the law of the state? Now that is a tough question to answer. Three, may a Jewess marry a Christian or a Jew a Christian woman? Or does Jewish law say that they should only marry among themselves? Four, in the eyes of Jews, are Frenchmen who are not Jewish their brethren or strangers? $50 million Frenchmen, my brethren. Five, what type of conduct does Jewish law prescribe towards Frenchmen who are not Jewish? Six, do the Jews who are born in France and have been granted citizenship by the laws of France really acknowledge France as their country? Are they therefore bound to defend it? Are they bound to follow its laws? Are they bound to follow the directions of the civil and court authorities of France? All of these questions, you see the hook that is implanted in the bait. Seven, who elects rabbis? That's a great question. Never been answered. The history of the Jewish people. Eight, what kind of jurisdiction do rabbis exercise over the Jews? Also an excellent question. What judicial power do they exercise over them? Nine, if there is jurisdiction by the rabbis, are these matters of jurisdiction regulated by the law of the Jewish religion, or is it merely a custom that exists among Jews? 10, are there professions from which Jews are excluded by law, by Jewish law? Now, what the problem that he is speaking of is Napoleon felt that the Jews were in dishonorable professions. The dishonorable professions being merchants, businessmen, and moneylenders.